welcome to Friends in Your Ears, a podcast where podcaster Kathy Campbell interviews podcasters about their favorite podcasts on a podcast. I am joined today by two incredible people. I have with me Nancy Shadlock and Shirley Yance. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
I am so excited that you are both joining me today. Nancy, I would love if you could introduce yourself and let everyone know where they can find you on the internet.
Yeah. My business is called Centered Life Coaching, and I do a lot of coming out coaching, helping people get honest about the core of who they are and what's more true about them and how to share that in the world in an empowered way. And so you can find me at centered.ca. And then my podcast is kind of related to that. I host the Coming Out Chronicles, all kinds of interviews of people on their coming out stories.
That's amazing. I love how uplifting and positive that all seems to me. That's just so much happiness and joy in what can be pretty scary. So I'm so glad that you exist. Thank you. All right, Shirley, what about you? Where can people find you on the internet?
Well, hello. I am a clinical hypnotherapist here. And I actually have both a podcast and it's a live online internet radio show that I turn into a podcast. So the fun part about that is that I'm live. But yeah, you can find me on Mondays at 3 o'clock Pacific on LA Live Talk Radio. And all of my stuff is under the Hypno Fairy Godmother. So I am Hypno Fairy Godmother on pretty much every outlet you can find. And my podcast, also the Hypno Fairy Godmother, is on all your favorite podcast places. So yeah, just look up Hypno Fairy Godmother.
Fantastic. All right. Let's get started and journey into the past. I'd love to learn how you started listening to podcasts and what were some of the first podcasts that you found?
Well, I started listening to podcasts. It's a great question. It really made me had to go back down memory lane. I think it was when I was tree planting. And so here in Canada, classic summer job for students getting through school is to go tree planting because you get paid per tree. You just go out all summer and reforest whatever's been cut down. And so that was my job to get through college, my master's, everything. I just always went tree planting. And so I remember the transition from like doing that work, everyday repetitive work, and listening to my Discman, which was super annoying because I had to stop every 50 minutes or so and like get a new disc or press play again. And it just like really showed the passing of time. And so when the iPod came out, it was like transformational. And so I started then downloading podcasts to take with me out there because I'd be out there for like 10 hours in a day and needed things to keep me going. I'd like have a combo of songs and then some podcasts and things. And so trying to think of what the first one would have been, but the first one that comes to mind is On Being. And I remember someone sharing that podcast with me and saying like, it's a really great resource for spirituality and being able to look at things from a broader spirituality. And I was raised like quite conservative Christian. And so as I like grew and started into my master's in spiritual formation, I wanted all kinds of broader spirituality to look at. And so I love how Krista Tippett brings in all different kinds of spiritual masters and guides and leads people through their new ways of looking at things. And so that's what accompanied me while I was tree planting.
That's so wonderful. Did On Being, was that, were you already on your journey to learn more about religion and spirituality before you found the podcast, or did you like download it and then start exploring?
I think I was already on that path and it just was a really nice supplement. Like I used to download sermons and bring those with me too, but then having Krista Tippett bringing like Buddhist masters and Sufi mystics and all different kinds of people on the show was so helpful for expanding what I already had this desire to expand.
I love that. I love how specific that first podcast that you remember was to really continue your journey in the world that you're living in now. That's really great. All right, Shirley, what about you? What got you started?
Well, I kind of started listening because I would have these really long drives. And at the time that I started listening to different podcasts, I had a car with just like the worst radio. And this was way before satellite radio and stuff. And I would have just these intensely hour and a half, 2 hour drives, whether I was going from job to job or, you know, when I was training and everything. So I decided to start listening. At first I thought, I'm just going to listen to books on tape. Okay. And then I got kind of, it wasn't enough. And I started hearing people talk about podcasts and I was like, oh my God. Okay. This one relates to me. And this one relates to me. And I had never heard people actually, you know, do podcasts or do any type of show where I felt like it actually related to who I was. So then it was just, you know, down the rabbit hole of anything I could find. And it was like some of them I'd go, ooh, yeah, no. Because I had certain interests. And it's funny because as my interests have changed, my podcasts have changed.
Yes.
Right.
And then when you go back and you look at who you used to listen to and you go, why was I listening to that person? and it's not like I'm overly mature now, but yeah, it's like as I became more confident in my profession and more confident in myself, then it was like, okay, well, now let's get down to it. Who can I find? And so I started listening because, man, it was like boring on those windy roads. So, them to listen to so I don't go unconscious. So I would have my little cassette player. Yeah. And my, you know, Discman and stuff, just like, you know, just like Nancy going, okay, come on. And then like, you could start downloading them. Then, yeah, that was a change maker. When I discovered iTunes, you know, and I got that first little iPod, it was like, look at this. Look what I can do.
Oh yeah, it's amazing how I feel like there's a couple little steps in life in the life of podcasts. You know, first it was mainly tech podcasts because those were the only people that audience was the only ones that could figure out how to get the audio. And then when iTunes came around, you know, it became very Apple-centric, but also more like a lot of educational style things because these were people that had history and practice of recording, you know, lectures and things. And then slowly it progressed and the audience widened, but also the makers widened. And it's become even so much easier to start a podcast. You know, there's programs and systems in place that allow you to, you know, push a couple of buttons and boom, you got a podcast. And that's opened up the opportunity for the styles and types of podcasts on top of your own personal growth as a person and what you want to listen to and who you want to find and discover and how you want to grow. And I love the opportunity that podcasts provide that for whoever wants to talk can talk.
And you get so much more. I mean, the variety now is incredible. So,
yes,
you know, I like to every once in a while, they'll have something that goes, well, if you like this one, you might like this one. And I'm like, maybe I will. Okay, let's try an episode, you know?
Yeah, and there's no like hard buy-in. You don't have to buy an episode and, oh, well, I hope I'm going to like this podcast because I just spent $20 on it, you know?
Right.
And then as you grow and listen, you can then support the makers in different ways, depending, you know, memberships and Patreons and buying things that are advertised and all sorts of different options. But you have the choice to grow with somebody or be like, you know what? I'm good. I'm not going to listen to them anymore because whatever reason. And there's such a personal connection with the voices that you listen to. And yet it's okay if you stop listening to something too.
Well, and what's interesting is that since my show is both audio and visual and video, I have some people that are like, I just like listening to your voice. I'm like, okay, but you know, if you ever decide that you want to see what's attached to the voice.
Right.
You know, but some people, especially if they're doing other things, it's so much easier to just have a voice that you can take with you.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah. I would much rather be doing housework if I had something playing in my ears.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Dishes, walking the dog, you know, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. It's great. All right. Well, let's move a little bit closer to the present time frame. And what made you want to actually pick up a microphone and start recording a podcast of your own?
I had a visioning session with a coach of mine and kind of dreaming up what's next for me in my business. And it was right around the time that COVID was hitting. And I realized like, this is a really beautiful way that I can channel some of my energy and can't go out and network with people as much anymore. And so I started dreaming up the podcast and dreaming about different people that I could interview. And I just love how it's opened up the doors for me to reach out to so many more people than I would normally have and say, hey, do you want to be on the podcast? And that's, made some incredible connections, incredible conversations, and then been a huge resource for my clients and my not yet clients of people that want to hear stories of, you know, like not just the sad sob stories of I came out and my whole life fell apart, but like I came out and all these beautiful things opened up and now look at my life. And so it's super inspiring for others who are maybe right on the brink of that door of, oh, do I do this or not? And it's worth it.
I love that this horrible time that we are in the middle of not chance. Wow. I swear I'm awake. I can podcast. I word for a living. The opportunity that you've had to take this time that we are in, this life that we're in, and be able to provide something so wonderful to an audience that you serve is just so incredible. And I love how many pieces of sunshine are coming out of this time. The ability to look at things a little bit differently and put something into the world that can support and love on people so much is really, really wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's been a really cool way for people to enter into each other's stories too. Not just sexuality coming out stories, but like coming out of a conservative religion or coming out about being a sex therapist and not just a regular therapist, and like helping people recognize that we're all human and we all have some similarities in when we're getting honest about who we are. There's this new layer of the onion to take off, and then all of a sudden we're feeling kind of exposed and we have to introduce ourselves all over again to people in our lives that were used to just only seeing us one way.
Right.
It's been really cool for helping people get into each other's shoes.
That's so wonderful. I bet that must be really fulfilling too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is.
Oh, that's great. All right, Shirley, what about you? What got you to pick up a microphone?
Well, I had started thinking about it because a couple other hypnosis colleagues of mine had podcasts. And so I'd been kind of going back and forth going, do I really want to do this and the commitment and everything? And then COVID hit. And right before that happened, about a month before, I got this opportunity to do the hybrid radio show podcast. And in normal situations, I may have said, I may have like wavered too long because I'm a classic overthinker. And I realized that the place that I had my office was getting shut down because of COVID. And just on the spur of the moment, I went, I have to do this. I have to do this. Everybody's going to be going through so much mental health wise that I need to let them know that no matter where you're at, you're not alone. And there is somebody that I never claim I understand what somebody's gone through, but I've had my own experiences. And between the two of us, you know, we're good. And I realized that from when I started doing it, I was like so nervous. I'm like, nobody's going to listen to this, not even my family. And I found out that one of my siblings, who I had not talked to in almost 10 years, found my show kind of by accident. And we have started talking since then. And this was just kind of one of those where he was looking, this is funny, he was actually looking for something to listen to on his way to work, but that dealt with mental health and positive mental health. Because I think you can talk about mental health and be funny. You know, it doesn't, everything doesn't have to be sad. You know, like Nancy said, you know, you want to hear the positive. You don't always want to hear the negative.
Yeah.
So I started coming up with, you know, the people that I talk to talking about mental health in kind of a fun way. It's like, well, what do you do to take care of yourself? What do you do to nourish your soul? And giving other people ideas. And so I kind of call my way of doing it Weeble Kung Fu, because Weebles are those little toys that wobble, but they don't fall down. So if one thing doesn't work, something else will. So I just felt like it was like, here's the opportunity. You were thinking about it anyway. Don't chicken out, and you need to do this. So I jumped.
Shirley, can I ask you what you do on it? Like, do you do hypnosis on it or you teach about it?
No, I don't actually do hypnosis. And I start and stop each show with a breathing exercise and kind of a fun breathing thing. And I make sure that I tell people, you know, you need to be in a safe place right now. If you're driving, if you're, you know, this is okay if you're walking, but if you're doing heavy machinery, anything like this, do not stop and close your eyes.
Right.
You know, so I just use my background as a mental health practitioner and a holistic health practitioner to talk about mental health, to talk about things that'll work, like tips and tricks, breathing exercises, you know, ways of doing. I even did one where it was on self-hypnosis, but I talked about it, but didn't actually do it. And I realized at the end of my show, I was kind of incidentally bringing people out just in case. It's like, just in case you listened and did go into hypnosis, crap. It's not what I'm trying to do. So yeah, I do that, a lot of tips and tricks and ways of fun ways of handling if you feel like you're going a little over the edge, which is so easy these days. So I actually do post some actual hypnosis audios in case somebody wants them. But once again, you get the big disclaimer. Don't drive. No, none of that. No heavy machinery.
Yeah.
None of those things.
I love it. I love that you have a way to kind of introduce people to kind of what you do, but who you are as a person, so that when somebody maybe wants to get a session, they're able to like speak with you and communicate with you directly, but get this kind of entry level way into kind of, you know, some mental health things that maybe they aren't, they're scared to like just call up a therapist.
Well, and people get crazy. They get really scared when they hear hypnosis, because exactly, I get the chicken thing. I'm like, okay, here's the deal. I am not in rhinestones. I'm strictly clinical. I don't do shows or any of that. This is a hypnotherapist, not necessarily a hypnotist. So, but it gives people kind of an idea of what we're going to work on. We're going to work on breathing exercises. We're going to work on, you know, stuff like that. And I bring people other in to prove that we work as a team. You know, it could be a team effort.
Yeah.
Me and whoever else you're working with you, and we come up with a plan. But let people know that they're not alone, that they're not the only one that feels this way.
Yeah. It's amazing. I love that both of your shows kind of came out of this pandemic and hit different audiences, but very similar, and help people in the world in this bananas world that we're living in. And that's so amazing. And I'm so thankful that both of you are doing the shows that you're doing. All right. So we're going to sit in the present right now. And I would love if you were to hit play on the podcast app of choice, which episode of which show would start?
I just finished one. I don't know what the next one's going to be, but it's on Brené Brown's Dare to Lead.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I really love the one that she did with Simon Sinek.
Oh, nice.
So powerful to think about the infinite mind and how we get stuck in these finite games that we play where there's a winner and a loser and different things like that. But to recognize like the whole game of life is infinite, and what opens up for us when we stop playing to win or to lose, but for everyone to win.
So powerful. Good choice, I guess, even though you don't need my approval for the shows that you listen to. We're just going to move on to Shirley now. What show?
Well, here's the interesting thing is that I also believe that podcasts are for fun. I listen to, you know, hypnosis podcasts, and it depends on kind of the mood that I'm in. But honestly, right now, if I hit play, it's going to be on Marvel Unmasked.
I love it.
I got, you know, I'm a big Marvel fan, and I had been listening to some really intense podcasts where every episode was something a little more and a little more. And I was like, okay, I need to step back for a second and process. And part of my processing is kind of getting out of my mindset sometimes.
Yes.
So yeah, if I'm honest and I hit that next podcast coming up, it's going to be Marvel. all the behind the scenes things and the fun things. It's just because
it's perfect.
You know, for every work smart hypnosis, you know, podcast that I listen to, it's, you know, a Marvel podcast, or it's a, you know, I like to keep the variety going, but sometimes I just need to get out of my head.
And yeah,
right now getting out of my head includes the Marvel universe.
I love it. I love it. That's why I started asking this question, because it's not the, you know, curated, I have a very, you know, high brow podcast queue. It's like, no, I want to know, you know, there's so much variety out there, and there's nothing that says, oh, I can only listen to tech podcasts. I can only listen to mental health podcasts. I can only listen to, everyone's podcasting journey and life is so different and varied, and it's just so wonderful to hear what people are actually listening to. It's great.
And sometimes I love the fact that I try not to get obsessed with a podcast, because I have known that sometimes, like, I'm a political junkie. So there are a couple political podcasts that I can just totally go down the rabbit hole. And then I'm like, no, I'm getting a little over the top here. So bring it back, you know, and do more professional. Then it's like, okay, step back out of that. Do what, you know, listen to what other people have to say. And then, like I said, right now I'm in kind of a, you know, trying to get out of my headspace a little bit. And my, that's, you know, you got to have another way to relax.
I love it. All right. So now we can get into the more curated section of the podcast favorites. And I would love to know what your favorite podcasts are. And yes, you may have more than one. Why do you love it so much?
Well, I am a big Brené Brown fan. I loved her books and her TED Talk. And so I was super excited when she came out with a podcast. So I love both of her podcasts, Dare to Lead and the other one, Daring Greatly, maybe. I don't know.
I think so.
And then, oh, Unleashing Us. That's the other one.
Unlocking Us.
Yeah. And then I love them because she's very positive, but realistic. And so she, like, gives us something to aspire to and to become, and a way of thinking that's like, feels like a higher level thinking than my everyday where I live sometimes and get stuck. And so I really appreciate that. And then one of the other ones that I really binged was called Retreat and Grow Rich. And it went through a whole series of, like, helping me figure out how to bring retreats into my coaching business and use them as these deep transformational containers. I now use them. I use retreats all the time. I had one last weekend where I had people come on Zoom and we went for 3 days and just saw incredible deep shifts happen in their lives. And so I'm grateful to have that podcast that really taught me a lot. And I also worked with the coach, Darla Ledoux, who created that podcast. And so it was a really good compliment in her,
oh, wow,
her work.
Yeah, that's amazing. I haven't heard of that one before. And this is the hard part about doing this show, is I usually come away with at least one thing to add to my queue. So I never reach the end, but I'm really excited to dive into that whole mindset of retreats and using them in a way that feels authentic, but also helpful. That's wonderful.
I love the idea of doing retreats online. That's like, especially now, because we can't meet up, you know, as much as, I mean, I used to always be face to face, and now it's like, you know, trying to figure out ways to make things better online. So yeah, I love the idea of retreats, retreats online.
Yeah, I had to pivot in, like, I did one live last January in person. And then in October, I had to pivot it onto online. And so far, it's been really good.
Good. That's also good to hear, by the way, that when you hear something and you learn something and you put it into action and you're like, and it works.
It works. It works, everybody. Yay. Especially, I feel like the pandemic has really allowed these opportunities and ways to look at things so differently, and has provided opportunities for something like, because I would imagine that, you know, a year ago, you would have never thought that a Zoom retreat would work, mm-hmm, or even entertain the idea of it, because why would you, when you can do it in person? Like, that's the only way to do it. Why would you do it any other way? And I think that's pretty great that you've made it work so well for you. I'm so excited.
Thank you.
All right, Shirley, what about you? What are your favorite podcasts?
Well, one of mine is called the Work Smart Hypnosis. And it's by another hypnotherapist. But when a bunch of us realized that, you know, we weren't going to be able to see people online, it was perfect for me learning how to adjust my whole business online. I mean, I used to do like maybe one session every few months online because everybody wanted to see, you know, be there face to face. And when you're switching your whole business from, you know, face to face to online, you don't always know how to do it. And so, you know, he teaches, and he also interviews the person that does it. His name is Jason Lynette. And he also moved his whole business online after years and years of being face to face, realizing, you know, we've been in this for a year now, not being able to see clients. And the fact that what we do is just as effective online as it is, you know, face to face. So I started listening to him because it was like, okay, here are the ways that you move your practice online. And here are the business ways that you move your practice more online.
Right.
And the nice thing was he was interviewing people that had done it. And so it was getting, it's getting more than one opinion. And I love the idea of that. And he teaches basic, sometimes it's just a basic business class, which I think that a lot of us have a passion for what we do, but have no idea to get it out there. And so I would listen to the podcast and I'd go, no, I'm just going to listen. And the next thing I know, I've got like two pages of notes and now I have to go back and listen again, just as a listener, not as a student.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing. I love when you can find a podcast that speaks directly to the business that you're running, whether it's in your industry or not. You know, with the Retreat and Grow Rich and the Work Smart Hypnosis, both of these are very different podcasts, and yet they have provided something for your business life that really, I mean, you could maybe have bought a workshop or like an online course with it or a book, but you found it in a podcast, and it just shows this wide range of options that exist in the world to get and share information. And I just love it. I love podcasts so much.
Well, when you can get that information, and it seems like where you can read a book, like you said, where you could read a book or you can take a workshop, well, then it ends. But when you find the podcast that keeps it going, then it's like, it's just like, okay, and, you know, next week we're going to have this, and next month he's going to talk to this person. And that also helps bring it together. Yeah, and you can get a little more excited about it.
And keeps that growth going. That's wonderful. Any other podcasts to share?
Well, with me, like I said, I'm all into my Marvel Unmasked. But
yes,
you know, I love listening to, well, you know what, it seems like that would be my guy, my big one.
Love it. Perfect. Perfect answers. Thank you both so much for answering the questions for podcast. We have now reached time for the bonus question. Audience, if you have a question that you would like me to ask our guests, just tweet with the hashtag FIYE bonus. That's fire bonus. And I would also love to hear your answers to my bonus question. So tweet with the hashtag FIYE answer. That's fire answer, to share your answers to my questions. This episode's question is, so the pandemic is over, we can finally go and hang out with people in real life, and you are going to karaoke night. What is your go-to karaoke song?
Okay. My go-to karaoke song is kind of random, which I guess they all are.
Love it.
It's Stay by Lisa Loeb.
Ooh, good one.
You caught me because you want me. One day you'll let me go. You didn't give away the keeper. Keep it because you know you're just so scared to lose.
That yes. One. Oh my gosh. I love it.
I'll just pretend I'm at karaoke right now. I got my mic. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, right. We're all set. It's a little early in the morning for karaoke, but you know what? It works. Perfect answer.
Okay, I'm going with I Am Highly Impressed With Her because I was not planning on singing at all. You know, I'm that sad karaoke person that gets up there and goes, if I mouth the words, is that good enough? You know, just because I know what my voice sounds like when to sing. But if I was going to get up there and go for it, it would probably be Barracuda.
Nice.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, good.
That has been like my song for so long. It could be because I grew up in Hart area in Washington. But that song just always seemed to, I figure if I was going to get up there and just let it go, that would be my song. And I would drag as many people up as I could to be my backup band.
Absolutely. It's such a collaborative sport. It requires everybody. I love that. I'm so excited to be able to karaoke again in the future. And I hope both of you someday can join me. And audience, thank you for joining us on this episode of Friends in Your Ears. You can find us online at friendsinyourears.com or on Twitter at Friends in Ears. You can find Nancy on Instagram at Nancy Shadlock. And Shirley is on all of the socials as Hypno Fairy Godmother. And I am at Mrs. Soup. Thank you again so much. And I hope you all have an absolutely amazing day.